From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Vatican confirmed today that Bishop Sean O'Malley will become the new Archbishop of Boston. O'Malley will assume the leadership of one of the country's largest Catholic archdioceses, the one that was probably most shaken last year by the sexual scandal involving pedophile priests. Within hours of the announcement from Rome, Bishop O'Malley arrived in Boston. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Bishop Sean O'Malley pronounced himself shell-shocked and said he'd only learned of his appointment 48 hours ago. O'Malley, 59 years old, is the current bishop of Palm Beach, Florida, and a Franciscan. He appeared today in his brown capuchin robe, skullcap, and white beard and promised to redress what he called grave errors and pain caused by the church.
The entire church feels the pain of this scandal and longs for relief for the families and the communities that have been so shaken by these sad events and by the mishandling of these situations on the part of the church's officials.
In this city, many victims of sexual abuse feel the church has not yet apologized or fully acknowledged its culpability for shifting known pedophile priests from parish to parish for years. O'Malley said he's apologized many times, and he did so again today.
And as much as I can represent the church as a bishop, I do ask for forgiveness for these horrendous sins and crimes that have been committed.
Known for his humility and modesty, O'Malley is also known as a fixer in a church badly in need of fixing. He managed the crises in Palm Beach and in Fall River, Massachusetts, where he settled quickly with abuse victims and established screening procedures for priests and church employees. Today, he said, monetary settlements are not hush money, but the rightful payments to people who've suffered at the hands of priests.
Even when I have been told that there's no legal obligation, I have always said, if there is a moral obligation, we must step up to the plate. People's lives are more important than money.
O'Malley acknowledged that in Boston, the numbers of victims are great, the dollar amount staggering, and his task arduous. But Professor Thomas Groom, a church observer from Boston College, says Vatican officials have chosen well.
I think they've made an excellent choice. He has experience in dealing, especially with the clergy sex abuse scandal, and has a very credible track record in handling this sorry state of affairs, admitted that the church in the past has not handled it well, and proceeded to put very good policies in place.
But O'Malley faces a fractured Catholic community in which there is still much skepticism. Outside the chancery today, Steve Lynch, who says as a boy he was abused by a priest for years, was turned away when he tried to get in to meet the new bishop.
It actually made me feel very angry, and I responded by screaming. Actions speak louder than words. And if O'Malley thinks he's going to walk in and throw the pixie dust back in front of everyone's eyes, he needs to wake up himself.
Kathy Dwyer, who says she too was an abuse victim, says her message to O'Malley is, show me, don't tell me.
This church betrays so often, and my concern is he has the language, and so that when people hear the language, they may be misguided to believe that the language actually means action.
Bishop O'Malley did meet later privately with some abuse victims, but Reverend Bernard McLaughlin, an advocate of church reform with the Boston Priest Forum, says Bishop O'Malley's big challenge is to restore the credibility of the church and its leaders.
I think there's been a disconnect, a clear disconnect, where the hierarchy has moved itself away from the people whom it's supposed to serve. There's a kind of arrogance out there that some of them consider themselves to be princes, but we don't have princes in this country. This notion that he's a shepherd is, I think, biblically accurate, but he's got to go out and look for the sheep.
Many church observers in Boston say that's precisely what this humble Franciscan priest is suited to do. Bishop O'Malley is self-effacing, even shy, which led one reporter to ask if he was up to this very public role.
Well, I'm going to eat those powder milk biscuits, you know. The ones for shy people. That you eat them and get up and do what's got to be done. So.
Sean O'Malley, the new Archbishop-elect of Boston, speaking earlier today. This is Anthony Brooks, NPR News.